Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
All righty, and a very good Tuesday night to you. I'm Gary Lee, alongside Tyler Chowning and Ricky Smith up there running video as it will be live streamed. You can go to the YouTube channel, or you can go to the Facebook page, or you can go to the webpage, OzarkRadioNews.com, and that's where you'll find it. Liberty Eagles hosting the Kabul Bulldogs. Kabul is 7-13 on the year and 0-3 in SCA basketball this year. Number four, Jordan Kintner. Number 12, Josiah Leonard. Number 13, Lucas Hong. Number 14, Bennett Montgomery. And number 25, Braylon Haywood. Liberty Eagles, they're going to go with the same five. If it's not broke, why try and fix it? Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, and Drayton Wells. Liberty coming off a big emotional win last night in Bunker.
Oh man, what a ball game! What a ball game!
59-58. Liberty moves to 18-2 again on the year, and 3-0 in conference play. This is a conference opponent and district opponent. The district seedings will be Thursday morning at Kabul, and that is the host site for the Class 3 District 9 tournament. Said they'll be here before you know it.
Absolutely.
Drayton Wells, and he's met out at center court by Josiah Leonard. Kabul, young team, and, you know, again, they've put together some wins, 7-13. Liberty wins the tip. And Parker Toon hits the three.
Boy, Parker coming off a huge third quarter last night in that Bunker game. He didn't score in the first, second, or fourth.
He took care of business in the third.
He scored 14 in the third.
And a running floater off the glass up and in for Josiah Leonard. Tied up at two. Alex Toon, he spots up for three. That's good. Back-to-back threes for Liberty. 6-2. Kabul at the other end. Liberty, kind of in that matchup zone.
Yep,
oh, there's a steal by Paxton Hunter.
Ooh, and a ball. Alex picks it up.
Jordan Kintner with the block. Shot put up, no good. Liberty gets the rebound, throws a three up. That's no good. Kabul with the basketball. They'll feed it inside to Haywood. Out to the free throw line to Hong. Back to Hong at the free throw line. He'll give it back up to Leonard. Here's a deep three. That's off the rim, no good. Out of bounds, Liberty basketball. 6-2, 6:34 to go in the first.
Well, we had a water spill down here.
little bit of a runaway. Boom! Alex Toon with another three. Couldn't buy a shot last night.
Nope. And that's good. I mean, comes right back out, goes right back to his shot.
No place like home. Some gyms just affect shooters in different ways. Another steal by Liberty. Ellett got a piece of it. Parker takes it in too deep, turns it over, gives it right back. Three, top of the key, no good. Foul to the line, shoot four, Kintner. Who was it?
Drayton.
Was it Drayton?
Yeah.
I thought it.
Yeah, he was kind of trailing, and number four squared up out there, and he tried to get a piece of it as he went by.
First free throw's good.
He's going to get three of them.
Three free throws. Liberty in the home white, Cabool in the blue, trimmed out in white. Second one's good. Oh, wait a minute, fellas. One
we
more.
Got one more.
One more. Jordan Kintner, third free throw, no good. Rebound goes to Paxton Hunter. Hunter's going to drive in, kicks it out, Ellett for three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, kick out, right back to Ellett, floats it inside. Nice, that
good
was
look.
Really nice. Good ball movement, Liberty passed it around, got it inside for a wide open little chipper. Parker Toon says, thank you very much. He's got five in the game, 11-4 Liberty. Baseline, bounce pass, high post, Hong, front of the rim, no good. Haywood, rebound, put back, no good. Rebound taken by Wells. Wells gets it to Alex Toon. Double team, picks it up. Oh, there he is.
Good look.
Inside.
By
oh, Ellett can't get it. And it's a loose ball. Liberty comes back up with it. Kick out. Parker, too, now looks to go baseline, pulls it back out, floats it out top to Ellett. Liberty will reset. Alex Toon bounce past Ellett in the corner. Paxton Hunter. Hunter goes in. Block shot, keeps it alive, but into the hands of Kintner. Bulldogs the other side. Inside. And the foul, that's on Drayton Wells, his second. Cabool beat Liberty down the floor that time.
It did.
And Liberty's been on a stretch, you know. I mean, they played Friday, Saturday, last night.
Yep. And they're going to get one day and then go back-to-back days again this week, Thursday and Friday.
Josiah Leonard misses the first one. He'll get another one. And Blaine Altermat checks in as Drayton Wells comes to the bench with two fouls. We're not even halfway through the first. Second free throw's good. 11-5, Liberty. Parker Toon. Altermat for three. Oh, in and out. No good. Hong with the rebound. Hong outlet to Kintner. Kintner at the wing. Brings it between the circles. Bounces it over to Montgomery. Montgomery brings it right back to Kintner. Kintner takes it to the corner. Spins, turns, shoots, no good. Rebound, Parker Toon. Paxton Hunter takes it up and in. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Strong move by Paxton.
Yeah, good decision to put it on the floor and go to the rim.
11-5, Liberty, 4:12 on the clock. Paxton Hunter shooting two. Foul is on Josiah Leonard, his first. First one's good. Second free throw for the junior, Paxton Hunter, is good. He makes the goal. 13-5, Liberty.
I like this rotation that's on the floor right now.
Yeah. A little quicker.
A little quicker, and every one of them could hurt you.
Yeah.
Mid-range to long-range shooting.
Montgomery with a good look for three. That's no good. Paxton Hunter gets the rebound, takes an elbow to the back of the head. Ellett skips it over.
Ooh.
To Altermat. Altermat tries to get it to Alex Toon. It's knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. Paxton will toss it in to Alex. Parker catches, takes it up and in, no good, but he's fouled. Hong hit with the foul. You know, Liberty, what I'm seeing, Kabul is doubling out top on Allen.
So with the absence of Drayton Wells, it's kind of freed that double to happen.
But that's going to – somebody's
– yeah. So, I mean, Liberty just kind of has to isolate. And we're kind of seeing Parker Toon beating that right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But him or Paxton Hunter, either one, could get on a roll here.
Parker makes them both. 15-5, Liberty. Kabul with the basketball. Out top, Josiah Leonard catches Montgomery. Uh-oh, inside the Hong. Easy bucket. Somebody
fell asleep.
Yep. 15-7. There's the double team. Alex rotates it to Altermat. Now they'll feed it inside to Hunter.
There's that matchup we were just talking about.
Yep. Paxton Hunter kisses it off the glass.
Hong's a bad matchup. Or Paxton Hunter's a bad matchup for Hong inside.
Steal by Ellett. Feeds it to Parker. Parker goes up. Can't get it to go. And Josiah Leonard with the rebound. Kintner brings it down the floor. Gets it to Montgomery. Montgomery brings it out top. Picks the dribble up. Reverses it. Now back out top to Kintner. Kintner uses the dribble, working against Parker. Josiah Leonard up and in off the glass.
Good
for
take.
Two.
Tough shot.
5 points for Josiah. 17-9, Liberty. Paxton Hunter. Alex Toon for three more.
That was a good,
that was,
know,
a good,
good look. Good ball rotation.
Titus Jester is going to check in. Also Cooper Holden. Next stop, 2:05 to go. 20-9 here in the first, Liberty. Carson Long into the ball game. He'll give it off to Montgomery. High post. Loose basketball, but picked up, put in, no good. Rebound taken by Blaine Altermat. Long pass down the floor to Parker Toon. Parker Toon to Alex Toon. Three put up, no good. Rebound, Paxton Hunter. Altermat, top of the key for three. That's no good. And a foul in the paint on Parker Toon.
So here comes Holden and Jester for Ellett and Parker Toon.
91 seconds to go in the first. 20-9, Liberty. Timeout.
Timeout. Kabul.
Kabul coached by Tanner Barnes. Tanner played at Kabul, graduate. You know, he was a three-sport athlete.
Good ball player. Good,
yeah.
Heck of an athlete up there.
Baseball,
great football player.
Yeah, very good. And he is now coaching for the Kabul Bulldogs. So, and again, you know, I mean, they've got 7 wins on the year. There's enough games left. I'm not sure who. Well, they've got Ludy on Thursday, and then they're at Ludy Thursday, and they're at Mountain Grove Friday. You know, I mean,
yeah, they're at Ludy, at Mountain Grove, and then they go to Houston, or play Houston at home, and then go to Willow.
So,
which I think they've played Houston already previous.
Is that in a tournament?
It was in a tournament. Houston tournament.
Kabul with the ball. Shot put up, no good. Another rebound for Blaine Altermat. Titus Jester catches, and he loses the dribble.
He couldn't believe how open he was.
He had a layup.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, wait a minute.
Big smile from him.
Score stays 29. Liberty. Montgomery finds Long. Out to Kintner. Kintner into the corner, or tries to get the corner to Montgomery, knocked away by Altermat. Kabul Bulldog basketball. 48 seconds to go in the first. Us, now we're off Wednesday, but we host Licking Thursday and host Houston on Friday.
And I think the Houston game is Hoop Queen.
Hoop Queen. Yep, girls in dresses. the Wool Bulldog basketball. Kintner feeds it inside. Josiah Long has to give it up. Three put up, but it's blocked. Hong with the rebound and the putback. You know, I don't mind it. I think it's helped the game. The three put up by Jester, no good. Bulldogs with 11 seconds. Floater put up, no good. Rebound taken by Paxton Hunter. 5 seconds and counting. Paxton drives in, shoots, no good. He'll go to the line, shoot two. What I was fixing to say is, you know, there was a decision to not focus on 3 seconds in the lane. If it is creating an unfair advantage,
yes,
by someone, then there's a call it. But it was,
yeah, I mean, with the 3-point shot and the ball going around the perimeter as much as it is, the 3 seconds, I mean, it's not creating an unfair advantage. I mean, it's just,
yeah. Well, in the 50s and 60s, you know, 40s, all, that's how the game was kind of played inside, you know. And that was a little more needed. But now, I mean, still a kid with size can have an advantage by being able to camp out, but you just don't see many people doing it. That's the end of the first. Liberty leads Kabul 22-11. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with the second. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Park City.
All right, coming out into the second quarter here. It's going to be Kabul ball coming out. On the floor, you've got Blaine, Altamat, Titus Jester, Parker Toon, Carter Ellett, and Cooper Holden.
Liberty found a pretty good rotation, you know. It's seven. For the most part,
it's seven. But it's like that rotation that I was telling you I like so much. Blaine Ultimate rebounds very, really well.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He gets good position and pays attention to the way the ball comes off the rim, and he's always in the mix.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, nights that Drayton, you know, gets in foul trouble early, or we just need to give Drayton a blow, you're not losing anything with Blaine inside.
Blaine with the defense out top. Here's a deep three. Boom. Count it for Jordan Kintner. And it's 22-14, Liberty. Parker Toon. Titus Jester for three. That's no good. And one and done. Liberty gets the steal. Blaine, Altermat, takes it down, shoots and scores. Blaine showing he got moved.
Ball handler.
24-14 now. Another tip basketball. The Bull gathers it back up. Carson Long to Kintner. Kintner out top to Montgomery. Montgomery back to Kintner. Kintner with the floater. In and out, no good. And a foul. It's going to be Liberty basketball. Foul's going to be on Josiah Long. No. 25. Braylon Haywood. That's his first. Liberty basketball. 6:55 to go in the half. Parker Toon will run the point. He flips it into the corner to Jester. Jester back to Parker. Parker looks to make a move. Scoop shot up and in. Wow.
I think he knew the foul was coming, so he was just going to try to get it up there and just kind of flipped it.
6:41 to go in the half. Foul was as soon as they post it up there. The old-fashioned three is good. I'm not sure who the foul was on. I'm not either because they never did post it up there. 27-14, Liberty.
It was on Haywood again,
his second. Kabul gets it to the low block, and it's another takeaway by Liberty. Cooper Holden's going to push it. Gets it to Jester. Jester picks it up in the corner. Out tops Parker. Back to Jester. There's a good look. Short hits the rim. And the rebound taken by the Bulldogs. Montgomery to Kintner. Kintner works out top. Floats it back to Montgomery. Good look for three. Off the rim. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker Toon makes the move, drives, shoots, tipped, out of bounds, stays with Liberty. Paxton and Alex will check into the ball game for
Alton Mountain Jester.
5:46 to go in the half. Carter Ellett will trigger it in. Does so to Parker. Parker peels it out to Alex. He's going to shoot a three. Alex is 4-3. 30-14, Liberty. Kintner catches. Uses the dribble and turns it over. Paxton. Turns it over and then gets hit with the foul. That's his first. Team foul number one.
Boy, I just had one of our diehard listeners wanted to know that, you know, that deal you were talking about, the 3-point, you know, not being the 3-second deal, you know, the whole 3-point.
Yeah.
They were wanting to know, do you remember basketball in the 40s and 50s?
No. No. Not at all. I do not. I didn't even play basketball. But just what I had read, what they had posted, you know, how they were using that as an example where that's where the game was played.
Ooh.
Saved by Parker Toon out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball.
Yeah, David Ledgewood was wanting.
Oh yeah, well I wouldn't expect anything less. But no, it has. You know, the game's really changed. Oh, there's an easy. Oh, missed it. Rebound. Parker misses that. Tipped rebound taken. Ellett. Boom.
The three.
Guys, you guys can't make it right there around the bucket. I'll shoot a three. Good three.
Just let it come out here and let me finish this.
I like a game that's, I like an inside game. You know?
I do too.
I mean, I like it all.
I like an inside game. Just, I mean, sets the tone.
Right. And so many teams have went away from it that officials, you know, tried to keep up with, okay, is this kid in the lane for 3 seconds while you've got kids penetrating from outside, you know? I mean, because that's what it is now. I mean, it's just kids.
It's flying, flashing.
Constant.
I mean, it's just a motion offense. You've just got a never-ending, you know, when it's run correctly, I mean, that motion, you've got people interchanging at all the, you know, at all times.
I think this year we've seen 3-second violations in the Kabul Holiday Tournament. Like twice.
Yeah.
And... I think, you know, if a kid just camps out in there, they're going to,
yeah.
But I think it's pretty safe to say that a kid can pretty much now hang out in the paint 5-10 seconds and then reposition.
Yeah.
The only thing I would really like to see changed is I would like to see the half ring.
I would too. Just, I mean.
Because there's so many charges called that's like, or, offensive fouls called, when it's like, man. the dude was under the basket.
Yeah, you got to give him room to come down.
Yeah.
But if you put, you know, if they'll put that little horseshoe there, it takes away, I mean, it helps the spectators.
Yeah.
And it also helps the referees that, I mean, they can just look at the floor.
Yeah. Kabul Bulldog basketball, 33-16, Liberty. Uh-oh, turnover, another one. And Parker lays it over the front of the rim for two. 35-16, just under 4 minutes to go in the first half. And getting ready to check in, Drayton Wells. And another turnover.
I've got a six.
Eight, that's, yeah. .347 on the clock. Just four home games remaining, folks. Thursday night, Friday night, Monday, Tuesday. Three in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Lucas Hall. Long pass down to the baseline, caught by Taylor Stone. Hong gets it inside, goes up and in, and the foul.
I think they're going to get Elliott on that one.
Yep. That's Carter's first. Lucas Hong shooting the old-fashioned three. He's got 6 points in the game. Hits the rim, no good. And a foul, that'll be on Taylor Stone. Now, see, I don't think I would have, that's just me, not complaining, but I don't think I'd have called, because Liberty was going to gather it back up pretty easy, and
really didn't, but, you know,
we saw a lot less calls called last night.
Yes, we did.
There was.
Here's Ellett for three more, in and out, no good. Parker Toon shoots, can't get it to go. And another short one, not able to fall. Loose basketball tipped. It's going to be gathered back up on the baseline by Kabul. And then back to Hunter says, give me that.
He's got it.
Taking it down the floor, crashing into people, and rolling it home.
Coast to coast.
Alter Matt and Jester getting ready to check back in. 2:23 on the clock. Hong. Kintner catches out top. Kintner looks for a drive. Pull up jumper, good. Like that.
Nice looking pull up.
Liberty out top. Skip pass. Parker Toon catches.
37-20 Liberty. 2 minutes left in the first half.
High post. Back outside, top of the key, drive, slashing, finger roll, no good, rebound, Bulldogs. Well, Liberty's missed a lot of short shots, haven't they? Inside, back outside, Taylor Stone gets it to Jordan Kintner. Kintner picked up by Alex Toon. Hong sets the screen, but Kintner goes off the wrong side of it. Gives it up, Montgomery has it, Montgomery drives, he'll hand it off to Hong. Hong resets with Taylor Stone. 1:24 to go. Right back to Kintner. Kintner goes. Double pumps. Nice move. Gets another bucket. 37-22. 70 seconds to go in the half. Baseline to Well. Oh, no look.
Nice.
Two more Paxton Hunter.
I love that interior stuff.
10 points for Paxton Hunter. Another steal, and here comes Paxton Hunter.
Oh, misses a dunk.
Kabul at the other end to Hong at the low block in the corner to Kintner. Back to Hong at the low block. Spins, goes up, off the glass for two. Hong with 8 points, 39-24, 25 seconds to go. Parker Toon for three more. Out of bounds, Bulldog basketball. 21 seconds to go. Bennett Montgomery. Kintner with a three, up no good. Loose ball. Saved by Ellett. And then Liberty gives it back. Kintner for three, off the rim, no good. So, 39-24 at the half, Liberty. And we'll take a break. We'll come back, go through first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
96.9 the Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
All righty, welcome back. 39-24, Liberty with the lead in SCA conference play at the Nest tonight. For the Kabul Bulldogs, Jordan Kintner, he's got 9. Josiah Leonard with 5. Lucas Hong with 8. And Kabul scored 11 in the first, 13 in the second. I've got them at 8 turnovers.
Kabul?
Yeah,
I got
Kabul.
Them 10. 10.
Yep. Liberty, Parker Toon has 12, Alex Toon has 12, Carter Ellett with 3, Paxton Hunter with 10, and Blaine Altermat with 2. Liberty scored 22 in the first, 17 in the second, and I got them at 5.
Okay. Yep.
Turnovers. So, Liberty kind of tonight, you know, shooting a lot of threes, and they're falling. You know, I mean, how what a difference one night can make.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but two totally different styles of ball games, you know, last night versus tonight. I mean, it was a slugfest last
Ooh.
Night. I mean, you had two heavyweight fighters just duking it out last night. And it was just such a good ball game. I mean, Liberty's played some, you know, we've got to watch some really, really good ball games here the last couple weeks. And, I mean, that one didn't disappoint. I mean, we knew going into it, it was going to be a different kind of game than the first matchup was. But,
well, you knew going into the game after seeing them play. And then, you know, just, it's like, Liberty can play with these guys. You know, Liberty can play with them. And you know, the way that it started last night, you know, Liberty was outscored by 10 in the first. So, basically, Liberty spotted Bunker 10 points. And then it stayed that way. They each scored 13 in the second. But in the third is when Liberty kind of came to life. Parker Toon sparked that. You know, Liberty scored 16 in the third. Parker had 14 of them.
Yeah.
But then, you know, keeping the pressure on in the second. I mean, the only boogaboo really about last night's game, and it's kind of been all year, you know, the free throw line. Now, only missed 3. In the fourth, let's see, went to the line 12 times and missed 3.
Yeah. did not get to the line at all, well, once in the third. But in the second, you know, went to the line twice and was 1-for-4.
Yeah.
And then the first was 1-for-1. But, you know, that's nitpicking, but I'm telling you.
But, yeah, that third quarter, you know, when Parker kind of took over and was doing his thing, you know, it was we spotted him 10 there in that first, stayed 10 after the second, but it was a one-point ball game at the end of the third. And then, like, one possession into the fourth, Liberty took the lead for the first time, and they never surrendered it after they took it.
Well, it's one of those games, you know, that, well, it's a signature win. And, you know, Liberty now with 18 wins on the year, just 2 losses. Tough games are still yet to come. Thursday's going to be very tough with Licking. You can't count out Houston. Monday, hosting Donovan, that's going to be a tough game. And then to follow that up, you've got a really good Salem Tiger team coming that's big, that's physical, and oh, by the way, they have not lost yet in the conference.
Yeah. And follow that up with Thayer.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So next week, you've got Donovan, Salem, Thayer.
You know, we talked a lot about, you know, the matchup with Mountain Grove, the matchup with Willow Springs, the matchup with Bunker.
Well, next week,
this is tough.
It's not going to be any cakewalk. I mean, you're looking at 3 ball games. It's going to be need to be played with the same intensity as the Willow Springs game was, as the Bunker game was. Because if you don't come out with that intensity,
well,
maybe somebody ready to kick your butt.
And Tyler, you can speak to this because you know it far better than I do. You folks out there listening, you can make a difference. You can help. You can make a difference by showing up. You know, I mean, in my opinion, the boys have earned the right for this gym to get packed.
And, you know, we were talking before, you know, during the JV game. We've never had a 2-loss, 20-win team.
It's possible.
I mean, we finished, you know, the couple years that we finished 22-4, but, you know, they had lost 3 games before districts. But, you know, this Liberty team has a chance to do something that this school's never seen, and with 2 losses going into the district tournament.
Right. I mean, it's. There's a long ways to go, and it's looking at this team could be 24-2 going to districts.
Yeah.
If they win out.
If they win out.
You know, 24-2, and we've had some great teams that's come through this gym in years past that was good enough to win districts that didn't, but, you know, I mean, 20-win teams, you know, we've had a lot of them. But there's just something about this group right here. They are fun to watch.
And they're clicking. They are clicking right now.
Yeah, and we need to get, I mean, they've not yet got to play in front of a packed house.
Yeah.
And
not in front of a packed home house.
Yeah, right. And I've been doing this a long time, and it's just a different vibe, and I think that is a great gift for those out there that are listening, you know, to pack the gym. You know, I mean, and they're going to need it. I'll tell you some games where it would really be big. Thursday night would be great. Monday night. Tuesday night would be huge.
Yeah.
And that's senior night, Tuesday night. But there's a different, and you guys and girls out there listening that played, you know what I'm talking about. Well, when the gym's full and it's loud and
it's hot and it's
rocking, you know, I mean, it's just a different atmosphere. Players feed off that. And, you know, for whatever little bit it does give something that could help push them over the top.
Yeah, that Salem matchup though next week is
Ooh,
that's
scary.
That's the one that
you know, that circled on my mental calendar that they
pulled our little gym shorts down last year and faked our little hiney.
Yeah, they did.
And made us like it. And
yeah, that was a long ride home.
Ooh. Yep. Burger King didn't taste as good that night, for sure. 39-24 is where we're at as we get ready to start the third. Liberty with the lead. And they'll have the basketball. Starting five will be on the floor. Wells, Hunter, Ellett, Tune and Tune. Starting five will not be on the floor for Kabul. Branson Kidwell will be on the floor for the Bulldogs. Tipped out of bounds. Liberty starts the third with a turnover. Montgomery shifts it over to Kittner. Liberty stays in that 2-3 zone. Out top, Kidwell catches. Kidwell give it up to Kittner. Kittner goes down onto the baseline, gets the double team, has it knocked away out of bounds, and will stay with the Bulldogs. Liberty size, you know, that's one nice thing with Ellett. Man, Ellett and Paxson, they set some good traps.
They do.
Here's a shot in the corner for three. Loose ball. Hong comes up with it. Puts it back up and no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Liberty on the fast break. And Alex Toon lays it in for two. 41-24, Liberty. Kittner out top. Montgomery at the wing, back to Kittner, picked up by Alex Toon, high post, Josiah Long, up and in, nice shot. He's got seven now, 41-26. Parker Toon rolls it, Paxton Hunter out top to Alex. Alex gives it back to Paxton. Carter Ellett shoots a three, no good, rebound, oh, nice pass. And another pass. Wells made a nice pass to Paxton. Paxton probably should have took that shot.
I thought so, too. But
he dished it to Parker. Parker goes up and is fouled. He'll shoot two. And that's two on Josiah Leonard. Team foul number one in the third. Free throws good. I know what you're thinking. .632 to go. Second one's good. 43-26, 6:30 to go. Tipped, and it's another steal. Parker Toon goes up, misses it, tips it to Paxton. Paxton, Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett kicks it over. Parker Toon for three. Count it. Out top, Kittner works against Alex Toon to Montgomery. Montgomery gives it back to Kittner. Now Montgomery catches. Alex rotates over on him. Kidwell catches. Kidwell flips it over to Kittner. Kittner goes to the baseline. Pull-up jumper, no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Paxton will bring it down the floor, loses the dribble. Now it's going to be a nope. Liberty comes up with it. Ellett tries to get it to Parker. Parker has to gather it up. Bounces it inside to Wells. Wells goes up. No good. Fouled. He'll shoot two. That got a little sloppy. It did. Foul is
on 21. Don't have a 21.
Gabe Smart,
yep.
Was the first one no good?
Yes.
second one no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound and the putback. 12 points for Paxton now. 48-26, Montgomery takes it down, gets it to Josiah Long, and he floats one over the top of Wells for two. He's got nine in the game. 48-28. Ellett. Paxton Hunter loses the basketball, turnover. Long pass down the floor. Long puts it up, no good. Rebound Wells. Long pass, Alex Toon, up and in, and the foul.
Good use of the left hand there by Alex to finish.
Right now, Liberty is just a little bit quicker, just a little more athletic. The foul is on Montgomery. That's his first. The old-fashioned three does not fall. First missed free throw, which is a big improvement for Liberty. Montgomery turns it over. Alex Toon, another layup. It's good. 6 points in the third for Alex. He's got 18 in the game. And Kabul turns it over again. That's three consecutive. 52-28. We're sneaking up on the halfway mark of the third, 4:30. Parker inside to Wells. Wells goes up, can't get it to fall. Kicks it out. Carter Ellett for three.
Drayton having a rough night inside.
Yeah.
Getting a little frustrated. He's made some really good passes on the inside.
And another turnover by the Bulldogs. Four in a row. Parker Toon up. Doesn't fall, but Parker will shoot two. ...55-28... Halfway through the third. And Kabul wants timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open out for a day of hunting. The Anchor is open no matter where you're going or when. The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on the Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
And welcome back. Parker Toon shooting free throws, makes the first one. That foul was on Bennett Montgomery, his second. Second free throw, no good. 56-28, Liberty. Kintner. And another turnover by the Bulldogs. Parker Toon drives, shoots, and scores. Kintner brings it down the floor for the Bulldogs. Gets it to Montgomery. Off to Stone. Back out top, Montgomery. And another turnover. Alex Toon catches, can't put it in. And the rebound goes to the Bulldogs. Kintner catches, takes it to the baseline, gets the double team, knocked away, and another turnover. And Carter Ellett rolls it in. Long. Josiah Long. Good. Josiah Long's a good player.
He is. He's kind of had a tough tough matchup here tonight, having to play inside with against Paxton Hunter and Drayton Wells. But made a good move there and finished strong.
That's three on Drayton.
Yep. 2:51 left in the third.
Old-fashioned three's no good.
60-30.
Ellett, Jester, Altermat, off the rim, no good. Montgomery with the rebound. Long pass down the floor to Kintner. Kintner picked up by Cooper Holden.
And a deep three.
Off the rim, no good. Montgomery runs it down. Feeds it inside, front of the rim. Two more, Josiah Leonard. He's got eight, all eight. For Kabul here in the third. Jester for three is good. Kintner in the faint, block shot, picked up. Wells catches, peels it over, top of the key. Ellett puts a three up, no good, and a rebound for the Bulldogs. Montgomery to the wing to Kintner. Kintner brings it over to Stone. Stone feeds Montgomery. High post, Josiah Long takes it up. Won't fall. Altermat with the rebound, and he's fouled.
I'm going to get Josiah Leonard on that one.
Third.
Fourth. What the...
Is it?
Or Scott?
I got it as a third.
That is the fifth team foul, though. So Altermat will be shooting.
Blaine's got 2 points. That come in the second. First one's good. Well, Blaine had some big buckets last night.
Yes, he did.
Boy, he went on a heater there. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's got to be nice when you just set, you know.
Dude, I mean, and he loves that corner.
Makes them both.
And he's got a hair trigger, and it doesn't take very much room at all for him to let one fly.
65-32, 80 seconds to go in the third, Liberty. Montgomery kicks it inside. Kintner goes up and in.
Good move.
Kintner with 11 now. 65-34. Jester for three more. Hits the rim. He gets his own rebound. Carter Ellett for three. That goes up no good. Jester with the rebound. Blaine for three. That's good. 7 points now for Blaine Altermat. 68-34. 43 seconds to go. And Carter Ellett almost got another takeaway. You know, you just look at the size of Liberty compared to...
Yeah. It's just bad matchups
all over the place. And a loose ball picked up by Hong. Hong has to give it up to Kintner. Kintner gets the double team, finds Montgomery. Montgomery uses the dribble. He's fouled on the drive. That may be Jester.
Yep. And he's talking about the size. It's like, you know, you look at Ellett, you look at Paxton Hunter. I mean, they're 6'2", 6'3", but they're not your stereotypical big men.
No.
You know, they're very athletic, can play the guard position.
Jester gets a rebound, long outlet down the floor to Altermat. Jester for three, and no good. That was a little flat. Here's a three. A Moonraker goes up.
That was a rainmaker there.
And that's the end of the third. Bulldogs score 10. Liberty,
29?
I believe so. 68-34 after three. We'll be back in 60. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
All right, welcome back. Kabul gets the basketball to start the fourth, 68-34. Liberty outscored Kabul in the third, 29-10. Kintner out top. Montgomery tries, they tried to get it underneath, out of bounds, and it's going to be
Liberty
Bulldog turnover. Yeah, I had Kabul with seven turnovers in the third.
Yeah, I've got them at 16 total. 10, 15.
I got him at 18.
18?
Yeah, I may have missed some. Jester for three from the corner. Good. Seven fifteen to go. Mercy clock is running. Kintner for three. Loose ball on the rebound. Picked up by Kabul. Kintner to Montgomery. Back to Kintner. Looks for a lane, and Liberty comes up with it. Turnover. Parker Toon gets two more. 22 for Parker now. Kintner. Oh, that was a double dribble. Shot up, no good. Parker gets the rebound. Parker to Paxton. Paxton wants in on the three ball.
And gets it.
15 for Paxton Hunter.
And we're going to get a
substitution.
Brian Thompson, Graham Toon, and Jaden Fitz coming in for alternate Paxton Hunter and Parker Toon. And Kabul has called the timeout first.
All right. We'll keep it here. 6:20 to go, 76-34. And this is kind of, you know, I mean, a lot of basketball has been played. You can give some of these, the seven, if you can give them some breaks, try to keep them fresh because, you know, we're in that home stretch
right now. You're in the grind right now.
Yeah. It's almost like you get when districts start, you get new life.
It is. It's a new season.
It's brand new.
It's that do or die time. Win or go home. Because leading up, you know, that first district game that you play, it doesn't matter what you've done all year. You know, if you are 24-2, it doesn't matter. Everybody's 0-0.
Yeah. Win or go, win and play again.
Lose and go home.
Go home. Go start track or baseball. Golf. Whatever it may be. Bulldogs work it into the corner to Montgomery. Now they get it inside. Josiah Leonard up.
Oh,
he walks. Now they got the clock going again. Cooper Holden will run point. The Jester to Graham. Graham Toon goes up. No good. He's fouled. Graham will go into the line to shoot two. Clock keeps running. Walt Belcher would never allow that right there.
No. They have that picture there. But Graham, he's stone cold, didn't faze him a bit. Taylor Stone checks in for the Bull. Second free throw is good. Graham makes the Bull. 78-34. Just under 5 minutes to go. Hintner for the Bulldogs. They get it inside to Hong. Hong, they call a jump ball. Possession arrow, Liberty. Cooper Holden getting his hands on it. Titus Jester will bring it down the floor. Here comes the double team. High post, Brian Thompson. Cooper Holden works it to Phipps. Phipps brings it back out to Thompson, off to Jester. Jester gets it to Cooper Holden. Cooper brings it out to Graham. Graham Toon, top of the key, to the wing, to Jester. Thompson. Thompson off to Jester. Jester rolls it to Holden. Now Liberty back out top. Graham with the floater is good. Little teardrop. 80-34, Liberty. Inside, up off the glass, no good. Thompson with the rebound. Outlet, Graham Toon. Graham Toon in the corner. Phipps for three. Off the mark, no good. Loose ball, out of bounds. Bulldog basketball. Hafner's checking in. So, no varsity on the floor. It's all JV right now. Well, Titus Jester is still out there. Get Titus. See, Titus played quite a bit tonight inside the Hong. Block. Brian Thompson.
He didn't think he got any of it.
No, he didn't.
Shooting two, Lucas Hong. I wish they would. I don't like this. I don't like the five fouls. They've experimented with it, and it.
Well, I just
getting rid of the one and one.
When you think about really, last night,
how it changed.
Absolutely,
it rewards bad free throw shooting.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard if you're down six or seven, eight in the fourth. It's hard to come back from that.
Yeah, especially if they go with the shot clock. I mean, what you're gonna? It's really gonna make it hard. I'm okay with the shot clock, but if you put a shot clock in, you got to bring back the one and one. Jester, Hafner, Phipps, Thompson. Thompson's gonna go baseline, front of the rim, won't fall. Brian will shoot two. Now, who else we got? Boyd getting ready to come in.
Abel, is it Wonky?
No, for Liberty, number.
Oh, you got.
Oh, that's Smotherman.
Yeah,
Smotherman and Boyd.
Dalton Boyd. So Titus Jester comes out. Graham Toon comes out.
Thompson makes the first free throw. Second one is good. He makes them both. Yeah, both teams have, for the most part, kind of cleared their bench. Leonard stays out there. Hong stays out there. They're both sophomores. Tipped, and Liberty gets a takeaway. Dalton's like, I will shoot the dadgum thing. Uh, Dahl's like, I want it inside.
Yeah, give me inside.
There we go.
Go to work.
Off the mark, no good. Bulldogs with the rebound. And that's pretty much going to do it. And shot missed at the buzzer. The Bull does not score in the fourth. Liberty wins going away, 82-34. Going through the scoring for Kabul, Jordan Kintner with 11. 2, 4, 6, 8. 13 for Josiah Leonard. And Lucas Hong with 8. For Liberty, 22 for Parker Toon. Titus Jester was 6. 18 for Alex Toon. Carter Ellett finishes with 8. Graham Toon with 4. Paxton Hunter with 15. Blaine Altermat with 7. Brian Thompson with 2. Another win, 19-2 now. Liberty will go for that coveted 20th victory Thursday night in front of the home crowd when they host Licking. And they'll go for 21, hopefully, Friday night. But Eagles 19-2, they are state ranked now. I think they've really earned it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they kind of solidified it last night. You know, they slid into the number 10 spot, you know, Monday with the new rankings coming out, and then that night end up beating the number 1 team in Class 1.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got in, but proved that it wasn't a fluke that they're, you know, that they belong there.
Yeah. Well, a nice night again. You know, Parker Toon kind of set the tone. He and Alex set the tone early.
Yeah.
And, you know, good for Alex. The shot was falling. What a difference one day can make.
It is.
One night.
It is. I mean, it's just, you know, and when the shots don't fall, it gets in your head and you end up pushing a little hard and forcing. But, yeah, I mean, shoot or shoot. That's, you know, Coach Belcher taught me that years and years ago, that shoot or shoot.
Liberty made 12 threes in that game.
They were 12 of 31.
12 of 31.
They shot a lot of threes.
They shot a lot of threes tonight. But, and Kabul, you know, I mean, they only had 3 players score, but this is a young team, and I think Tanner Barnes has got them going in the right direction. It just takes a little while.
It does.
Got to, you know, just stay the course. Liberty moves to 4-0 in the SCA, and Kabul falls to 0-4. Again, the district seed meeting. Hopefully, we should have the seeds for the district tournament Thursday night, too. We'll share that with you in that contest. So, for Dylan back studio, Tyler Chowning, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. See you Thursday night for more basketball on the Fox.
Edward.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Liberty Eagle Sports presented to you by Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozarks Marketing Company.